think it goes WRVJ. You sound clear.
Good evening. This is WRVJ258, Jim in East Point.
And this is Bob, WSDS 447 in Frankenmuth. Where's East Point?
East Point is just northeastern border with Detroit, Macomb County, southern Macomb County. It used to be Detroit, some 25 or more years ago. Changed the name to East Point. I can't imagine why.
Well, you kind of broke up there, but I got most of it. You know, they got these repeaters linked, or these, repeaters linked together, you know, so somebody once told me that that's illegal. They're not supposed to be doing this on GMRS, but I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that's what I heard. Back to you.
Well, I know the people in charge, the administrators of this system, the MI8 system, and I don't think they would be doing anything illegal. They're very knowledgeable folks. So, at any extent, it's a great system. It allows a lot of folks to stay in touch all throughout, certainly the eastern lower peninsula of Michigan, and under certain circumstances into Ohio as well. So, there's quite a bit of coverage using the system as it's configured. They keep adding to it. So, at any extent, very nice to make your acquaintance, Bob. And what's the weather like in Frankenmuth?
Well, we have, where's my weather station? There it is. It's 41 degrees. 74% humidity outside, and but yeah, the other night I heard I think it was a station out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin was coming over this the repeater I'm listening to here.
Well, that's very unusual for this band. But I suppose when conditions are right, you get a temperature inversion over the lake, and I suppose that is possible, especially if the repeaters receive antennas high enough. And I think we're a few degrees warmer here. We had a pretty mild day today. I spent most of it going up and down a ladder on the outside of my house. I got a 12-foot A-frame ladder that I was dragging around to get up to my gutters and clean out all the debris in the gutters before we get to our first hard freeze here. There was plenty of stuff in there, but got that part done. Tomorrow I'm hoping to get most of the yard work done so that once again when we get real winter weather coming, which is eventually going to happen, at least I've got the leaves up off the grass. Luckily, I have a pretty small lot, so it shouldn't be too big of a deal. And I think we're supposed to get rain down on Sunday, so if I can get it done tomorrow, I'll feel happy.
Well, that sounds good to me. I've got I got about 2 acres here, and pine trees on the edges of the lot, and I've only got, like, what is it, 1, 2, 3 trees that actually, you know, lose their leaves. They're all maples. Well, one's a Crimson King, the other one's a silver maple, and one's a Norwegian maple. But they're still hanging on some of their leaves. I was out there yesterday taking care of that, you know, some of that mess, and getting, I got a hosta garden. I was blowing the leaves out of there, and then bring my tractor out and suck them up. And normally I just dump them in the farmer's field, but he's been growing hay back there, so I can't just dump them back there. So I got to bring out my chipper and run the leaves through the chipper.